This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, here we go. I don't want to get into it because there's sports to talk about, but full ice cream beef. For whatever reason, Sales Smoke has called the program this morning. Hello, Krista.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
What's your take on ice cream?
Well, of course, you know, I have to agree with Wiggy on this one. I'm a straight vanilla girl.
Oh, my
what?
God. Are you kidding
Krista?
Me? It doesn't taste like anything. It's not even a flavor.
You heard Jack Harlow, vanilla baby.
Do you put anything on top, Krista?
Absolutely not. Maybe a little bit of whipped cream.
Whipped cream, white on white?
Oh, yeah.
It's not a flavor to me. I think
we should celebrate Wiggy liking vanilla for many reasons.
Yes.
I do like a black raspberry, but I do have to go with, I just got a pint of Ben & Jerry's vanilla ice cream last night, actually. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Were you all in your feels or something?
No, it's just my show was on. I needed a little snack. It was my dinner, actually. I skipped dinner.
Are your Celtics going all the way?
Oh, of course. We can. Don't even get me started on them. But yeah, Tatum's actually looking good for once in the playoffs, though.
All right.
But Courtney, I do have to say your lips look fabulous, and you're the prettiest C I ever did see.
Oh, you're the best, Krista. Oh, that's my girl right there.
There she is. Yep. from the WEEI sales department. All right.
I'll send you your $100
after.
Guys.
See you later.
All right.
The great thing about vanilla, especially when we're talking about ice cream, is it goes with everything.
It does.
That is the uniqueness.
My friend Lily just texted our group message and said, vanilla is missionary.
Yes.
I hate vanilla.
Vanilla is polite sex, like Curtis.
Gross.
So, I
want Rocky Road.
Did you decide what flavor Shime was?
Yes. Sherbert. A little bit out of the box.
I get it.
Yeah.
I'm all right with it.
And Greg, you would be coffee?
I would be coffee.
Oh, yep. I love coffee ice cream.
Jealous.
Good job, Greg.
That means high energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I would be.
Also means old.
And I would be Neapolitan.
What?
Neapolitan?
Neapolitan.
Yes. I'd be a mixture of flavors. Vanilla, chocolate, a little bit of strawberry in there. You know what I mean? Yeah. Maybe a little peanut butter, a little caramel. What?
I think you would be half baked, the Ben and Jerry's flavor.
Well, you know.
Well played.
I am. You know what they say about us half-breeds?
Yeah.
I would say fully baked.
No, but I'm saying baked was really the main part of that.
We are dominant right now. Obama.
Also,
Molly.
Texter. Okay, please.
That really wasn't where I was going with that.
We're talking about ice cream. A texter agrees with my take that soft serve is not really ice cream.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
What are you doing?
Soft serve is the best.
Ice cream is ice cream. Soft serve is counted.
If you can declare, as you did at the start of the show this morning, that soup is overrated, I can declare that soft serve, in its consistency, is not ice cream.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
Can I offer a
counter? Like the soup of ice creams.
What about Froyo?
Huh?
What about Froyo?
Don't even bring up frozen yogurt. Froyo? Don't try to act like you're so healthy.
Oh, right. Not.
T-C-B-Y.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Greg, I challenge you. I would love to take you. Bubbling Brook. vanilla soft serve dipped in chocolate is an experience you must have.
Get it, Curtis.
Where, I love the dip.
Where's Bubbling Brook?
It's in like Westwood or Medfield-Westwood border there on 109.
Must be expensive.
Has anyone ever mentioned a more affluent-sounding ice cream place than Bubbling Brook?
Bubbling Brook's in Walpole.
Right.
What are you talking about?
Excuse me, let's go to Bubbling Brook.
There's nothing better than
Jeeves, get the car.
And the dip, Curtis? Love the dip.
You live in the echelon.
I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about you.
Curtis, have you ever done the caramel dip?
That's an option. I'm a chocolate guy with vanilla, but I will try caramel. I won't hate on
love
it.
Love the
chocolate-vanilla combo. Is
and it's
just
Westwood.
So
sorry.
Yeah, Westwood. They have vegan options.
It's nothing better than
what?
They have vegan options.
Okay, the vegan is not ice cream's not vegan.
Nah.
It comes from a cow, you dummies.
Yeah, menu. They have a hard ice cream, soft serve, and vegan options.
Soft serve is the way of the people. I remember as a kid.
But do you think the soft serve? Have you ever seen have you ever seen soft serve come out of a cow? No.
Hey, Greg.
You know what?
Greg, you ever been to a Dairy Queen? They seem to be doing all right.
No. You see, here's the problem. You know why I know you don't know soft serve? Because you're not from the city. I remember as a kid when I used to hear the frosty jingle on the ice cream truck from blocks away and running. And I'm talking about the real frosty trucks, not the one with the stupid, just the ice cream sandwiches, the one with the soft serve running for miles away to just be able to grab $2 so I could get a cone with some Jimmies.
Suggestion. What do you think of this? Suggestion on the Subaru of New England text line, ice cream bus. Remember when we did Bar Pizza Bus?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do love an
Should
ice cream bus.
Should we do an ice cream bus?
I would love that.
I love an ice cream bus, but...
You're watching your weight?
No, you can't. I'm still waiting on the North Shore beef bus.
Oh, that is true, yeah.
Oh, this makes me want ice cream now.
Yeah. How much ice cream do you think you could eat in one sitting? I could probably eat an entire pool's worth.
Yeah, the limit does not exist.
Above ground or in ground?
Yeah, in ground. You get more space that way.
Ooh, what a bougie question.
Well, see, it depends, Chime. Soft serve, you can eat more soft serve than you can your hot ice cream.
It doesn't matter. Bubbling, ice cream, I will just devour.
Bubbling Brook has a plethora of flavors.
Bubbling Brook is unbelievably good. It's been around since 1951. Right. It's spectacular.
They've got your chocolate peanut butter.
Oh, I love a good Reese's. And I love to get it.
Again, with soft serve, they have a lot of flavors because they inject a chemical flavor into it. It's not real flavor.
No, I'm just looking at the hard ice cream.
That's my issue with
it. No, soft serve is the real flavor.
No, it's not.
If you ever go to Richardson's, they take it right out of the cow, they put it into the special machine, and then boom, it comes right onto your cone.
No, the cow is laughing at you.
Mm-mm.
Greg,
when you are eating soft serve, the cow is chuckling to him or herself.
And I love when they put my soft serve in a waffle, cone.
Let me ask the
waffle
expert. Let me ask Curtis's old boss.
Oh, Frank.
Frank, the ice cream guy.
He would
from Brighton. Hello, Frank.
The gentleman and the beautiful young lady, Courtney. Hope all is well with you guys. Listen, soft serve rocks.
Yes.
Rules the world. I mean,
no.
My family started this frosty ice cream in 1958, and we've been rocking Boston forever.
Yeah,
so,
I mean,
people love it.
It really,
tell them, Frank.
It's good. It's just not ice cream.
It's the original ice cream.
It doesn't have when you bite into an ice cream, it should be hard in its consistency, not like falling all over your mouth, like under your tie. Like, it's just not.
Let me explain the difference. Soft serve comes out of the machine at about 22 degrees. And at that flavor versus ice cream, which is 10 below zero, you've got the textures already there. The flavor is much more stronger when it comes out of that machine. I mean, I get a spoon in my mouth every day.
Right.
I mean, I just love it. Wiggy, I'm a vanilla guy. I got to tell you.
Yep.
You know, we're cut from the same cloth.
No doubt.
Send an ice cream truck to your kids' parties from now on.
Hey, Frank. Love Frosty.
Would you be willing to bring the truck up to the Numb Nuts Invitational at Granite Links on July 23rd?
Oh, that's great.
Positively.
Okay.
Yes.
And we'll offer some treats. We'll offer some treats for the listeners who are playing golf.
Yep. No, we've been hired by golf courses before. We do it all the time.
Okay.
We'd love to send the truck for you guys up there.
All right. All right.
You know?
We'll reach out on that. Thank you, Frank.
We'll rock it. All right. Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
That was one of my favorite days, Curtis, when you worked on the ice cream truck.
That was a great
day. Such a good day.
And old movie quote about asking cows for things. I could stick my head up a cow's ass to look at a T-bone, but I'd rather take the butcher's word for it. Tommy
this
boy.
is... This is Mike from my adopted home continent of Maine. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. Hey, I've got a suggestion for the Maine Roadshow for ice cream.
Yes.
There's an ice cream truck in Portland that serves what they call maple creamies. So it is soft serve, but it's maple-flavored ice cream, and it's unbelievable.
Really? Is it in a see, the other thing about soft serve is the cone sucks.
Well, you don't always have to get it in a cone.
You can't get it in a legit cone. Like, you have to get it in
the sugar cone. You mean, you have to get it in, like, the sugar cone?
The styrofoam tasting. Like,
I get that. That's fair. That's a fair argument against soft serve. That I will allow you.
It needs a foundation to support it. You can't have a regular sugar cone with it. It's an imposter. It's
but you can get it in a cup.
You can get it in a cup. You can get
I'm not a big cone guy
anyways. They have regular cones. They have regular cones and cups. I usually get a cup.
Yeah,
it's just fantastic. And vanilla is underrated. If you ever looked at how much wealth the vanilla bean created in medieval Europe, during it's an underrated exotic. It's an exotic spice.
Well, now you have me thinking about the Roman Empire for some reason.
Ice cream is my Roman
14th
Empire.
Time today.
All this cup talk, always, no Stanley.
It always goes back to history, guys.
That's it. Okay. The vanilla bean, the cocoa bean too. But a soft serve and a waffle cone is very good, because then you can crush up the waffle cone, and now you have like these little waffle cone flakes in your soft serve.
I have the best ice cream hack for you. When you have a waffle cone, you have to line the inner part of the cone with brownies, and then the ice cream goes in.
I can't talk about ice cream anymore. I am drooling.
Are you drooling?
It's gonna be my time of the month.
I have so many ice cream hacks. I am a Jimmy's guy, chocolate Jimmy guys I prefer.
I don't think you say that.
No, I'm saying that's the way I grew up on. I don't care. I love, I tell them, Jimmy's on the bottom in a cup.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then I put my ice cream.
Yep.
Yeah.
Jimmy's then again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then my whipped cream.
Yeah.
And sprinkle Jimmy's.
And you know what they say?
Three levels of
Jimmy's.
Do
you know what they say? When they're working there in the ice cream place, they say the pain in the ass is here again.
They know. I need three levels of Jimmy's. Three levels. And I'm all chocolate. I don't like the sprinkled different color ones.
Oh, you don't?
No.
The rainbow?
Yeah, I don't like that. Strictly chocolate.
Really?
And three levels.
Yep. I like gummy bears on my ice cream.
Oh, that is weird.
Yeah, that's a turn.
A little hot fudge. Santa says
hot
it's a serial killer move.
Hot fudge is dynamite.
But the hot fudge with the gummy bears and the cold ice cream, that combo is delicious.
But Curtis might be right, though. There's nothing better than a dipped. Oh. You get it dipped good, and you let that chocolate sit for a good moment.
It almost like hardens a little bit, Wiggy.
Oh, it does. It hardens to the point. When you know you got a good dip, it's nice and hot. You could take a bite of the ice cream.
I've never experienced someone orgasming during a discussion like you right now based on ice cream.
The dip, that's like
I didn't realize
we grew
it was.
On.
It must be your favorite thing.
Yeah. Oh, I love the dip.
Did you see Dairy Queen's new dip?
No,
it's like a
that.
Birthday cake, rainbow colored dip.
Funfetti? That,
yes. Oh.
See, I feel like that.
It looks so good.
This is why I feel like, and you know, Curtis is a dip guy, so him and I might agree. I feel like the dip never really got its credit. It never took
underrated.
Off. Never took off like the hot fudge or the caramel.
It's the best type of hot fudge. It doesn't spill anywhere. Yeah. It just coalesces around the ice cream.
Congeals.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, caramel dip is good too.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Butterscotch too.
It's ice cream season. Probably get some great ice cream on Friday in Vermont. We could probably have Ben or Jerry come by the show. Maybe they could be our Miller.
I don't listen anymore.
Have we reached out?
Huh?
We got to reach out to them.
I don't think
is that where
they're
from.
They're
from Vermont.
Oh, Ben and Jerry's
is from Vermont. They're in some kind of a tent city protesting against Israel.
I had no idea Ben and Jerry's is from Vermont.
Yes, you didn't know they were from Vermont.
No, I didn't
Where'd
know
you
that.
Think they were from?
I mean, Ben and Jerry, they could be from anywhere. I had no idea that was a Vermont. Yeah, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That is news to me.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, way off track, but that's
we should do a segment, Wiggy's Discoveries.
It's ice cream's my favorite. I love the ice cream cake, hands down. If you ever want to have a birthday cake for me, make sure it's ice cream.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Carvel.
Yeah. If it's Carvel's good, too, when I live
Nutty
in New York.
Nutty the Ghost.
Yeah, if you bring me regular cake, I'm throwing it back. But if you bring me ice cream cake, I can bathe in it.
Well, we have to have ice cream for you on Friday morning, then.
Hmm?
on Friday morning in Vermont at the Stone Church. We need legit Vermont ice cream.
The great thing about ice cream, you can eat it any time of the day. I can eat it at 5 a.m. or I can eat it at 2 in the morning.
And Greg, just a correction, Friday morning, it's the Stoned Church.
And that's the great thing about ice cream. You never turn it down.
I agree. 1,000%. If somebody offers you ice cream and they say no, never talk to that person again.
It could be 4 a.m. You're like, hey, you want to grab some ice cream? Sure.
Why not?
It could be midnight. You want to get some ice cream? Yep.
I love getting my tonsils out because I got to eat breakfast. I get ice cream for breakfast the next day.
And what do they put on one of my favorite plate things at the OP when you get your butter cake? Vanilla. Ice cream.
Not during the fall, they don't.
They don't during the fall?
Nope. Oh, they have the special pumpkin butter cake, which comes with a salted caramel ice cream and a caramel sauce.
And Bubbling Brook was bougie, just so we go full circle.
I got to try pumpkin, but I did
Also, Curtis, what you're talking about right now is why the ratings for this show are in the toilet.
I've listened for the last 10 minutes, and I hate it, so I'm going to keep listening to you.
I mean, that's
and I'm going to complain.
Yeah. That's the one thing we can all agree on. We might not all be able to agree on Palestine or Haiti or the Bruins or the South, but we can't agree on ice cream.
Or the draft.
That is it.
Nope. But you know what it is, basically? You scream ice cream, we all scream for ice cream.
You know what they say? I am an ice cream bitch.
I love Wiki on food. It is my favorite thing in the whole world.
Something about ice cream, man. It brings you back to your childhood.
I hear you. I speak it. Yeah.
We didn't have much money growing up, but we had enough. I could always scrounge up $2 for a Frosty.
I love you.
Somebody would somehow give you $2.
And it makes the day totally change on a dime. Your whole mood changes.
It's like I could be stuffed to the gills.
No matter.
Stuffed.
If they come out with some
three chicken palms, and my wife's like, "You want to go get ice cream?" I'm like, "Yep,
hell yeah."
No problem. So
I'm like George Costanza, ice cream all over my face. Love it.
So you are, what did you say?
I am an ice cream bitch.
Okay. All right. Let's get to Courtney and what is trending.
Thank you.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Bruins fall in Game 2 to the Maple Leafs. We have ourselves a goalie rotation. Linus Ullmark got the nod. He had 30 saves in the 3-2 loss. Andrew Peak left with 6:40 left in the second. There's no immediate update on that injury. The Bruins will now head to Toronto for Games 3 and 4. Game 3 will be tomorrow, the same night that the Celtics will try to go up 2 on the Heat at the TD Garden. But tonight, the Red Sox are back in action. They're in Cleveland taking on the Guardians. 6:10 first pitch with Tanner Houck getting the start, opposing Cleveland's Ben Lively. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 5:10 on the MassMutual pregame show. And then Joe Castiglione and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. When Scheib talks sometimes, it just right in my ear.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. The Subaru of New England Love Spring event is here. Drive away in a brand new 2024 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
51 degrees, sunny skies, and Wiggy, a perfect afternoon for a soft serve. Sunny and 62.
You got it.
It's a 2 for Tuesday. I have another pair of Red Sox tickets to give away to you next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dedicate one to the ladies. Sometimes a bank needs something to keep you cool.
No second guesses. He was terrific. He made multiple big-time saves, and it's the strength of our team. Both of them played really well, right? I mean, we only scored two goals.
I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. Oh, my, I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by.
That's Jim Montgomery, post-game, and he's right. Linus Allmark, great in net last night. That has been the strength of this Bruins team for two seasons now, and so it appears that it will remain the strength of this team going forward, and most likely Jeremy Swayman will be in net tomorrow night in Toronto. So, and it's not on the goaltending last night.
It's not
on the goaltending, and so you would have had the same result if Jeremy Swayman were in net, and you have the luxury of having two really, really good goaltenders at a time when teams in the playoffs are hoping that they have one really hot goaltender. Mm-hmm. So we shall see what happens. Game three tomorrow night. It's a two for Tuesday, and if you are the ninth caller right now on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, you will win a pair of tickets to go see the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago Cubs on Friday at Fenway. So call now and keep listening all day long. We have a pair of tickets to give away every hour all the way up until pregame time, which is at 5?
5:10.
5:10. Pregame today here on the Shaw Star Market Red Sox Radio Network and, of course, on the Odyssey app. And you can get every Red Sox game with local play-by-play on the Odyssey app all season long. So download that if you haven't done that yet. Cotto, what's your issue?
All right. So, Greg, I've been listening to you for a long time. I love you. I appreciate you. Not as much as I love Wiggy, but I appreciate
you. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
I need to call you out on your fraudulence because all this talk about ice cream, this and that, all these Boston places, I didn't hear you once mention Kimball's ice cream or Rhoda's ice cream. And I know you know where that is, down the street from where you grew up.
Yeah, Kimball's in Littleton. You're
not going to mention Grand Central Station from Rhoda's? Are you kidding me?
Kimball's very good.
Uh-oh.
Very good. And if you want a mini golf or you want to ride the little boats around, very good. Erickson's
Greg, we go to Lancaster Kimball's.
Oh, okay, Lancaster. That's fine. They have good fried clams there. Fantastic fried clams. But if you're trying to argue with me over soft serve versus hard ice cream, you're never gonna. I'm never gonna give in. I'll die on that hill. What?
Give me at least a little bit of love for Rhoda's, though.
I've never been to Rhoda's. I have no idea where Rhoda's is.
Kimball's big date spot for Bishop Gurdon kids when I was in high school. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Big makeout scene on those boats.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Okay.
By the way, I've been DM'd several people showing a Bubbling Brook waffle cone with soft serve.
Yes.
So,
that is so good.
Once again, Greg Hill, incorrect about the crappy cone.
That's okay. I will stand. I'm like Jim Montgomery.
Yeah.
No second guessing.
No,
when it comes to my ice cream takes.
Do not do it. Stick with it.
And to starting goaltenders.
Stick with it.
Speaking of food, it is a timeout Tuesday. And food this morning on the show brought to you by Go-Go Ya. And that was created by the team of Chef Tim Cushman and his wife, Nancy. And you can find Go-Go Ya at Time Out Market Boston over by Fenway. Incredible Japanese food. They have the crispy nori sushi tacos that they brought in this morning.
Very good.
Oh, spicy tuna. Shyam, I know you can't eat anything. But every single dish in here is a masterpiece this morning.
Yeah, don't think one. Just because I can't eat anything, don't think I didn't come in there and look and sniff every single item on the menu. No.
And I love a California roll, and they have two new California rolls. One that's just regular. The other one is a baked, and it's like a taco that's in the little seaweed dish.
Yeah.
Really good.
Bento bowls with torch sashimi and all that good stuff. So, and by the way, every single Thursday night at Time Out Market, you can go check out Fenway's Got Talent, and there's a beer fest this Saturday. And while you're there, treat yourself to Go-Go Ya's new menu items, and that is Time Out Tuesday. This is Chris from Worcester. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how are you? Thanks for taking the call. This is in support of Mr. Wiggins and letting everybody know, the vanilla haters, that you're in the minority. I have a fun little argument like this that's been going on for years with my brother, and every year I enjoy when the industry publishes the flavor popularities. Vanilla is the number one flavor sold year over year.
The most popular car color is white. That doesn't mean that I love white cars.
Right.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it?
Right.
Google it.
Google it. A nice white car, though.
I mean.
Just a Bronco.
Like, Courtney's friend brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's like saying missionary is the most popular sexual position. Yeah, because people are boring.
Mm. Yeah, I think it is.
People don't want to put a little
effort
in.
Because you're a missionary doesn't mean you can't make it exciting.
Wow.
Okay.
Tell him, Wiggs.
Right. It says a man who clearly just lays there.
Sometimes nothing wrong with being laying there. You don't want to always do all the work.
Greg, this man was a professional athlete.
Yes, you don't want to do all the work.
It was.
What's it
was,
called? Equality?
Was.
Sometimes, you know.
He was a professional athlete when Max Headroom was popular.
I don't know who that is.
I have no idea what that is.
But like, hey, listen. Like my girl Sexy Red says, somebody going to Pound Town.
Pound Town, right.
There you go. And Mrs. Wiggins knows.
What does Mrs. Wiggins know?
Hey.
She knows?
She knows.
Right.
I'd never just lay down.
Right.
Unless I'm catching a cramp.
Yeah. Poor thing.
Let her stretch it out. This,
her pre-lovemaking routine with you is shutting off the lights.
Yeah, okay.
No, they're like Wiggies
is having a bowl of vanilla ice cream.
They're public sexers. There's no lights getting turned off there.
Public sexers.
I need to see what I'm doing.
Give me one break.
No, Talina's first move is putting in the AirPods.
I need to see what I'm. Come on, Courtney.
We are beach sexers.
I mean, I need to see what I'm doing.
Talina's like, oh, great, missionary again. Great.
You think when Picasso painted his masterpiece, he did it in the dark?
Right.
I need to see what I'm doing.
Okay. Preach.
Ain't that right, baby? We're going to be out there Saturday night. I need a hookup to the Grand so we can go see Sexy Red.
What do you need?
A hookup to the Grand for Saturday night.
Oh, is Sexy Red playing at the
Sexy
Grand?
Sexy Red is going to be in town hosting.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So, ski. So we'll hit up the spring game, UMass's spring game, Saturday afternoon.
Jaden Jermaine Jr., big day.
Watch a little football, and then we'll be, hopefully we'll have a nice little area at the Grand, right?
I can get you into the Grand.
Can you get me in there?
Yeah.
You
just have to bring one of my neighbors.
Good morning, my neighbor!
Is that okay?
I got no problem bringing one of your neighbors.
Okay.
I'll bring a couple of them. And my niece is a huge Sexy Red fan, so I'm going to see if I can get in there and get her to FaceTime her and say hello.
Okay.
Oh, so, you want to be like with Sexy Red?
Yeah, well, like, backstage.
Oh.
I did it when Glorilla came to town.
Oh,
she's
really?
She's a big Sexy Red fan. So we'll see if we can get her a FaceTime just to say what's up.
Okay.
So we'll be out there.
We are.
Will be here Friday night.
I'd like to continue with this, but we have got to take a break.
Oh, well, you got
to. Are we ending the show with the mistakes again like we did yesterday?
Oh, yeah, we have to grab those.
Okay. All right. Gretchen Foyer coming up at 10. We will be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Like, who wouldn't love that?
At Savor, bisque isn't pretentious enough.
Sorry, Nelson took enough of my money.
And I would be...
Also means old.
And I would be Neapolitan.
What?
Neapolitan?
Neapolitan. Oh, Neapolitan. Yes, I'd be a mixture of flavors. Is that where they're from?
They're probably from
Vermont.
Oh, Ben and Jerry's is from Vermont?
They're in some kind of a tent city protesting against Israel.
I had no idea Ben and Jerry's is from Vermont. You know what they say? I am an ice cream bitch.
Coming up next, I believe the last show in the state this week for those guys as they head to Detroit for the draft and bring you live coverage of the NFL draft Thursday and Friday. And our draft coverage here at WEEI is brought to you by McFarland Energy, the home heating oil delivery and HVAC pros at McFarlandEnergy.com. By Chock Full of Nuts Coffee and by McCormick Grillmate Seasoning. We will be at an unofficial draft party at the pregame for the road show at the Poorhouse, which is in Keene, New Hampshire, Thursday night. We'll probably get there at 6 and get ready to watch. And hopefully there are no tears when it comes to Wiggy and what the New England Patriots
just smiles.
Do.
And if you're driving to meet up with the crew, I will be on with the Rich Keefe draft party Thursday night here on WEEI.
All right.
Ooh, big food night for that part. That one.
Yeah, I can't partake.
Don't they usually do a big food order?
Yeah, we normally bring everybody brings a nice big bunch of stuff like chicken wings and energy drinks and stuff. But I
call it right now, Professor Patriots. What do they do?
I think they trade out of the pick.
You do?
Yeah. I'm pretty.
Let's bet lunch.
Okay.
Yes.
I think if it's not Drake May, if Drake May is not there, if Drake May gets taken number 2 overall, which I believe will happen, then I think the Patriots trade out. If he's there at 3, I think they might take him. But that's the only guy I think they take at 3.
Wiggy?
I think they take a quarterback. I think they either take whoever's available, whether it's Drake May or Jaden Daniels. Whichever one Washington doesn't take, the Patriots are going to get the other guy.
They stay at three. They take J.J. McCarthy.
Mm. All right.
I'm afraid they might do that. Curtis?
Do you think if the Patriots draft Drake May at three that I would lose the Boston Cream Yodel sponsorship?
No.
Okay, good.
I feel like you're locked in. Johnny Yodel, you're locked in.
They're taking a quarterback at three. If Jaden Daniels goes two, they're taking Drake May. If Drake May goes two, they're taking Jaden Daniels.
Okay.
I really hope they're not taking J.J. McCarthy at three, but Courtney, I trust you. It could happen.
This is Jeff from Granby, Massachusetts. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, guys. Hey, I took a day off on June 7th when you're going to be in Springfield for
yes.
Road Show.
Yes.
Because I had a bad cough.
Oh, you know you're going to have a cough on June 7th, so you've already
Yeah, I'm
going to
have a bad cough on Friday.
Okay.
Excuse me, social distance, please.
We will look forward to seeing you.
But I'll be driving my 2016 extended cab Ford F-150 there.
No, that is a no-no. We are not, no pickup
no,
trucks.
I'm
going to
be there. I'm going to be there with it, with the extended cab and all that.
Yeah. Why don't
and
you,
if I'm going to bring some Jimmies for Wiggy, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we will see you there. If maybe we should do some kind of one of the road shows, we should do some kind of a we stand in solidarity with the pickup truck right. drivers, like protest or something.
There you go.
I'm tired of not being a part of protests. Like, I want to be a part.
What
like,
was the thing yesterday at Moakley Bridge in Southie? What
oh,
was
yeah, they on? Shut down Seaport
yeah.
last night for climate protests.
Oh.
They were on the bridge doing a Earth Day climate protest.
So they caused gridlock to protest.
Mm. Yes, they did.
It looked like they had like Handmaid's Tales outfits.
Really? Oh,
really?
Yeah, there was like a group of people in the red cloaks. I was wondering what the connection was.
We should have our pickup truck protest in Southie. Bring out all the pickups, your dualies, your extended cabs, your short cabs. Yes, everything pickup.
The pickup parade.
Yeah.
Isn't a protester causing gridlock while protesting like a PETA rally with baby back ribs?
Yes, it's very similar, Curtis.
I want my baby back.
It was nice to see, though. I drove my Jeep down there and just left it idling for 3 hours and watched them.
My favorite was it last year where they got dropped off right by Summer Street in the convention center and they were all in a pickup truck from Vermont that they drove to the protest. Yes.
We sent Jackson down for that one.
That's right. He like joined it.
Well, now we can invite anybody that got an SUV to our pickup truck protest.
We can. Yeah, we can do that. Yeah. All right. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6. Gresh and Foyer next. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.